You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
About a month and a half ago, Lisa Lynn said that she was going to help me get in shape for my sister's wedding. And now I have less than 3 weeks to go, and I am so close to my goal. Joining me in the studio this morning, Lisa Lynn from LynnFit.com, Star 99.9, today's best mix. It's Anna Zapp. Raven's on vacation today. And I got to say, Lisa, oh my gosh, it's been hard.
Yeah, but
good.
Anna, you look sexy now.
I know, it feels good.
Mm-hmm.
So that's like the whole thing is like every time, at the beginning, it was really hard. Like, I'm not going to lie.
Oh, like, yeah, it is hard.
But then once you, like you said, you would laugh at me, like literally laugh.
Right.
And the truth of the matter was, is that the weight started falling off and you do get used to it. It does get easier. And then like, it just feels good to look good.
I love that you're saying that feels, because everybody goes through that first week. It is really hard. And that's why everybody's not doing it. But I say, choose your hard. Staying where you're unhappy with your body, staring in the mirror, that's hard. That's hard every minute of your life. Choose your hard. Would you rather struggle and make it feel hard, but you feel good when you go clothes shopping, or you just feel that much better? I say choose your hard and let it be wind in your sail. Like, look at it like a challenge. We step out of our safe zone, which is what you did.
Right.
And like, I would laugh because anybody who has more than 5 or 10 pounds to lose, when next time you go, I'm hungry, grab your, I had these fat rolls on my belly, and I remember this inner voice saying, you could go 2 weeks and not eat and you'll be fine. You really got to get honest with yourself. It's not hungry, it's stress. We want to eat.
Right. It's like a fix, like right away. But then afterwards, you just feel terrible. And I know that feeling more than anybody. My whole life has been yo-yo, where you eat, you put on a couple pounds, and then you get upset with yourself, the way you hate the way you look in the mirror and all that, and you don't feel good. And I always say to Hayden, like, we don't use the word fat, we use the word unhealthy.
That's
and,
right.
You know, and we say we don't want to be skinny, we want to be fit and
fit.
Things like that. What I've done is shown her, saying like, okay, well, this is what mommy's doing. Mommy's not having ice cream with you tonight, but that's because I had ice cream yesterday and mommy has chosen that she needs to be fit today.
That's right.
And it's been working. But one of the things I wanted to talk to you about today, because it was something that came up this past week, was when you know you're going to put yourself in a situation where you're going to cheat.
Mm-hmm.
Because I traveled to Montreal for my sister's bachelorette party, and I reached out to you and I go, okay, you have to live too.
You do. This is the real world.
Right. There has to be times when you go into something and you're like, I'm going to eat what I want, but I need to figure out how to do it.
Yep.
And you were like, yeah, I've got 10 tips for that. I'm like, oh, well, okay, that works out.
Been there, done it, continue to live it. And I think rule number one is nobody ever wants to have any boundaries in any area of their life with spending or food. And look at our nation. It's why we're in trouble. You have to step back and say, okay, like for me, I know that I am in it dessert. I am the dessert queen. I have it every single day of my life. And I've accepted that. That's just who I am. So you won't see me drinking cocktails. You won't see me down in the fattening appetizers, not because I'm holier than thou, but I know where my expenses are going to come from. So I plan for them in advance.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're not honest with yourself, that's where we screw up. The other thing that you have to do is you have to keep your plan intact all day. You don't throw the baby out with the bathwater and wake up and start. Let's just be honest. These are called binges. Now, this is not a little, I had a cookie today. That's healthy moderation. I had an ice cream twice a week. This is, I'm going no holds barred because that's just what I like to do.
Right. And this past weekend, I knew. I was like, all right, my calories are going to go to the alcohol. It's a bachelorette party.
Bingo.
So when we're out and we're eating, I'm going to order the right things so that I can order the second margarita and not feel bad about myself.
That's it. And if you think about it unemotionally, like money, say like I love nice cars. I just have a need for speed. But I will tell you that I clip coupons. I eat out minimally because I will save money there because it's not that important to me. I like my own cooking better anyway. But when it comes to a car, that's where I'm putting it in. So I rob Peter and I pay Paul. And you have to think about it. A lot of people wrestle with they want it all. They want the appetizer, the cheese, the pasta, the bread. Well, choose the one that's the most important to you.
Right. So what other tips would you give to somebody that knows that they're about to go into a situation where, this may not be the greatest week?
Do not starve yourself. I did this, by the way. It doesn't work because then at the end of the day, you don't even remember your name. You eat it. You don't care. You can't even pull your thoughts together. Keep yourself well fed. And there's huge studies all the time out about protein. You know, I'm always pushing the right amount. Mm-hmm. Drinking a protein shake an hour before a cheat meal has proven people lost 40% more weight and kept it off, because what happened was your body, when it's hungry and you're craving, is telling you it needs something. It doesn't need the junk food you're going to justify, but it does need the amino acids to keep our brains moving. So never leave the house without a protein shake. An apple does almost the same thing. Fill yourself up and go there prepared. If you don't think the food is worth it, don't eat there. Save it for an upzig day. I don't like to call it cheating, because that means negative and shame and guilt. Upzig means you decide what you're going to cheat on. You decide how much, and you're controlling it. It's not controlling you. Third, make sure you take your supplements. You have to, like, carb edge really helps lower blood sugar, so that flips off our hunger switch. When you cheat, that's not the time to let your supplements go, because what I hear all the time back from people is, I didn't take my supplements because I was going to go off. It's like going into the ocean, to the deep end with no life preserver. That's when you need it the most. Preparation is the solution.
If you want to join me on my journey in the last home stretch, it's not too late. Go check it out, lynfit.com. That's lynfit.com. Use the code word ZAP at checkout, and you can get score yourself 10% off, too. I'm telling you, join me. If you're serious about losing weight, it works.
If you've been thinking about getting serious with your money, like actually serious, now's the time. The Motley Fool is offering new members 50% off their iconic stock recommendation service, Stock Advisor. This is the same service that's crushed the market with recommendations that have returned 1,057% since inception, compared to the S&P 500's 180% over that same period. This isn't guesswork. The Motley Fool has a track record of finding companies before they become household names. So if you want to invest smarter and you like saving money while doing it, go to fool.com/listen to claim your 50% off discount off a one-year term of Stock Advisor. Again, that's fool.com/listen. Returns of 1,057% are from the Motley Fool's Product Stock Advisor and measured against S&P 500 returns of 180% as of July 10th, 2025. Past performance is not an indicator of future results. All investing involves a risk of loss. Individual investment results may vary.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.